start your journey to financial freedom now.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast, brought to you by iThrived, your everyday fintech solution to personal finance.
Okay, so I remember these Sundays when I used to fill up my day by strolling around a few malls around the city of Bangkok and release some of that stress accumulated over the week at work onto some shopping, which I was convinced was very well deserved after all. And that is what I kept saying to myself before triggering any buy, however large it might have been. So I remember going enthusiastically around the shops and boutiques for some clothes, electronics, home decor, high-end groceries even, and finish the day and hop into an Uber. But not any Uber, please. The Uber Black, twice the price. I don't even know why. I remember then asking my wife, sitting next to me on the way back home, "Honey, how much do you think we spent today?" And we used to guess. And it ended up being $400 or $500 worth of items, which I do not even use today or even remember. And we would repeat every weekend, not accounting for restaurants and other things. So doing the math, $2,000 per month on stuff. And I would have tripled my net worth today if only I knew how much harm I was doing to my future self. If only I had the same level of financial education I have today. So I did climb the corporate ladder, worked hard and with passion to reach a high level in my organization. It was all I knew, being a hotelier. Work, play, save nothing, thinking that somehow my financial future would work out at the end. And I felt I would always have a job and had no urgent need to plan to provide me with life options. And that was my definition of success, and I was delusional. Now, the abundance of choice, the freedom to live your life in your own terms, is what we should all be aiming for. And such a path to freedom does start by having liquidity and a lot of it. And it has become even more complicated today than ever before. So it took a while to jumpstart my brain into the right mindset. It took years. So when did I realize that I was an idiot? 5 years ago, a group of close friends from school days and I decided to rent a yacht out of all things. And for a few days, please, a fantastic trip taking us from Langkawi to Phuket, a once in a lifetime experience, one would say, a fully crewed luxury yacht. We wanted a taste of what we could not afford. Now, I did come back home eventually with a few pictures and a few laughs, but deep inside, I felt no joy. How could this be? Didn't we just live the dream, didn't we? Now, while scrolling through Netflix one day, as I had nothing else better to do with my life at the time, I stumbled into a documentary called Minimalism. Sorry, it was a splendid view of the world and addressed some of my mental issues pretty quickly. So I'm not a minimalist by any means, but I kept valuable principles until today, which at the time triggered a self-improvement, a self-education spree that took me in a matter of a month to discover a new passion, a passion about what I hated the most, actually, corporate finance and the stock market. I was always afraid of these two subjects, afraid not to be smart enough to understand. That is, thinking that it was for the smarter guys out there, not for a regular hotelier like me to understand or leverage such knowledge. And I was dead wrong. We are more intelligent than we think, having access to the most significant source of knowledge ever. The internet, the playing field, ladies and gentlemen, is now leveled. It changed everything. So I learned everything I could learn about investing, and there was no need for fast-tracked, supposedly life-changing online courses that could cost thousands of dollars. You can do this all by yourself. So for all the big spenders out there who chase instant gratification by acquiring bigger and better things, I have good news for you. The dopamine effect is even better when you invest your money than it is when you spend it. Every single month when I pay myself first by moving a chunk of my income to my money bag, I feel like I have achieved all my goals for the month. I am pumped and ready to go back to work as to increase my income, meaning being promoted or get that yearly bonus, which is highly unlikely in 2020. Now, I was hooked on the mechanics of wealth creation. The mindset, and which is an unlimited source of energy towards achieving any of your goals, but in our case, solid financial goals, getting into the right mindset starts with a simple set of rules. It begins with the right level of discipline and focus directed at the following things. Earn your wealth, as there is no way you're going to get to what you want or where you want to be if you're not going to try and get there. Save, 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 as it will not be enough just to earn an income. You will need also to restructure your spending habits to support the continuous creation of disposable income. Simply put, don't spend on dumb things, but rather spend wisely. If you have debt, focus all your efforts on clearing them first. Stay disciplined and repeat the process over and over. That is without question the most crucial point of all, as the main obstacle to wealth creation is the lack of discipline. Self-educate on everything related to investing and building wealth. Elevating your knowledge about money will be essential when you will be ready to start investing your profits. That is why I created iThrived. My aim is to provide everyone with a platform that would address all these points in a practical way and provide a usable framework for all users, actively supporting them to reach the different stages of financial freedom, including myself. In the meantime, be well and stay invested.